Hello, writers. Laura Purdy Salas here, and it is Friday, July 19th, 2019. And this is my weekly audio update about a working children's writer's life. So this will likely be a very short update because I have not done a whole lot this week. Excuse me. Last Sunday, my daughter, our younger daughter who lives overseas doing volunteer work, came home for a 7-week visit. And then on last Wednesday, so that was like a week and a half ago, or almost 2 weeks ago, I guess. And then my sister, Patty, who lives in Florida, where all my family is, she arrived a little more than a week ago, Wednesday, to visit me. She comes up every summer. And then our older daughter, who lives in La Crosse, Wisconsin, we spent a couple days over there with her, and then she came back for a couple of days here. So our 2-bedroom townhouse was quite full, kind of bursting at the seams. We had a good time. It was also a little stressful when you have so many people from kind of so many different households. And I really wish I had just put an auto reply on my email that said, you know, I'm out of the office this week or whatever. But I didn't. I was very grateful that not too much came in that was urgent. So that was a good thing, because mostly what I did was just respond to a few emails that I got from editors and such. So here's what is new since I last did an update. The picture book Belong, which will come out in, gosh, I guess that will be 2021, I think. I have the contract. My attorney vetted it. So I have printed out the contract, and I just need to sign it, and then I need to either print 2 copies and sign them both and return them, or I have so far just printed 1 copy and I can sign it, and then I can just scan it and email it back to the publisher. So that is what I will likely do. Many contracts are done, you know, by email with scanning, and often the only copy I have is the copy I print out when they send it back to me with the publisher's signature as well. So I am excited to have that. You know, the contract negotiations went smoothly and that is done. I got an email about Loons. Now that is the picture book that's coming out next spring, 2020. That's the one that I've been doing tons of short videos sharing with my patrons the entire process, from getting the offer to do this book, working with the editor and the photographer. And so I've been sharing every step along the way. And what has happened now is the photographer and the editor have been working together on which photos to use. And I got an email from the editor talking about she sent me a couple different things. So she sent me flap copy or jacket copy, and that is like marketing stuff. So it's the catalog description, and it's often what goes on the flap jacket of a book, the dust jacket of a book. So she sent me that to take a look at. I have not looked at it, but I will. I glanced at it, but I will be giving her feedback next week. And she did say the author line that the photographer is wanting to use is Story by Laura Purdy Salas and Chuck Dayton. And then inside the description, I guess, it is more detailed and says that, you know, he did the back matter and I did the main narrative tale. And I did answer back that Story by both of us doesn't really feel accurate to me, because basically the rhyming text I wrote, and that's the story. He is writing the prose nonfiction back matter and providing all the photography. And so to me, if it says, because I had said early on in the process, I'm fine with us being, you know, listed as co-authors. I know he wants to have his name, you know, on this book in the content part of it. And the idea was his. But the story, I feel like I wrote that. And because I did write that, I mean, he has offered a little bit of feedback to the editor. So I wrote back and said, you know, that I would be fine with text by both of us, or words by both of us, and then photography by, you know, that kind of thing. But the word, specifically the word story by both of us, that doesn't feel really right to me. So we'll see what she has to say. I also received an author questionnaire, which I haven't looked at to see how long it is. Often now publishers send you a very detailed questionnaire to fill out, and then they use that to decide who to approach with, you know, a press release about your book, or who to offer review copies to. And these things generally take several hours to fill out. So that will be done in the coming week. So that's where Loons is. 4, Clover Kitty Goes to Kindergarten, which comes out next summer with 2 lions. I got sketches. So these are pencil sketches. And the text is set in there. So sometimes when I get first sketches, there is no text at all, or it's just very, you know, it's plopped onto the page, but hasn't really been thought about yet. But interestingly, the art director's notes that are in there, you know, they're, the editor and the art director are specifically talking about where the words will go. Could we put these 2 lines on one page? And so the editor sent me a link to this, and it just looks amazing. I've only read through it once. It's just black and white, you know, pencil sketches, I assume, but they're pretty detailed, and I'm super excited, and I can't wait to kind of consider some of the comments that the editor has made. The illustrator is, I'm not sure how to say it, Hiroi Nakata. I know the art is just going to be awesome. So there's some big picture things to think about with this picture book, because the main character, her perception of what's happening is not really accurate to what's happening, but the words reflect her perception of kindergarten. And so it's that question of, should the art reflect her perception, or should it clue the reader into the fact that, no, that's just her perception. Really, what's happening is this. So it's, you know, that's what I'm going to think about when I go back and really examine this a lot more closely, which I'm super excited to do. Also, I had sent off, you know, a couple of assessment pitches for 2 passages, and I did that right before my daughter arrived, so I probably mentioned that before. I have not heard anything back on those pitches yet. So that is really all I did writing-wise, other than, you know, check my email daily. I did not actually write much of anything this past week and a half. I'm so grateful that I do a monthly status sheet where I jot down what I hope to do on all my various projects, whether it's a writing part of the process that I'm in, or whether I'm hoping to submit it to particular editors, because otherwise I would just totally lose track after not doing much work this past week, doing less than I anticipated. We were even busier than I kind of expected to be. I would have forgotten about half this stuff. For instance, yesterday in the car on the way to the airport, I suddenly remembered, oh my gosh, the anthology poem. And I have a poem that I was invited to write for an anthology. I've talked about it here. And I have plenty of time to do it. You know, the deadline's not till September, but it didn't even enter my mind this week. I was just so busy. So I had this momentary panic attack of, oh my God, I forgot this poem. Did I miss the deadline? And, you know, then a second later I realized, oh no, I'm fine. But I'm very happy to have my status sheet for July in front of me. And today what I'm really doing is I did my 15 words or less blog post for next week because I do that every Thursday. And I'm doing this weekly roundup, and I will be doing my blog post that goes out only to my patrons, my Patreon supporters. Thank you, all of you guys. Those things have to be done today. And other than that, what I'm really going to be doing is clearing off my desk, looking at my status sheet, and, you know, looking at the reality of how much time I have left this month and what can I get done. So I'll be mostly just kind of getting organized to dive back in to all my various projects. So I'm excited to do that. I feel a little lost and worried that I might have forgotten something big. So I know I probably haven't, but it will be good to go through and just reacquaint myself with what all I am supposed to be working on. So that is what I have done this week. I hope you guys are having a great summer and that you have a terrific writing week.